Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. This is Darren, and if you like this content, you have got to come check out my new course, 90-Day Relationship Reset. If you've got drama in your relationships, if you're struggling with a relationship, this is the course for you. Go to my website, drdarrenwilson.com. It's the very first button you push. It'll take you right to the relationship webpage. You can sign up today. You can up-level your relationship. And in 90 days, your relationships will be reset. Come join me today, drdarrenwilson.com. I can't wait to see you in the course room. Oh, welcome in, everyone. Episode number 78 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. So great to be back here with you this week. Hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope you spent some time with family and friends and were able to rest and relax a little bit. Hopefully you didn't eat too much, but hopefully you ate enough to enjoy the turkey or the ham or whatever it is that you like. So really glad to be back here with you this week. I know that for a lot of people, the holiday season, again, can be one of those things where it's not something you look forward to. Maybe you've lost a loved one, or maybe you've went through a divorce. Maybe it's just not the greatest thing in the world. And in the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk a little bit more about some things you can do to prepare, especially as you get into December, for the holidays, and how you can maybe look at them in a little different light, to where it's just a little easier to get through than what it has been for you in the past, or to lessen that dread a little bit for you. So that'll be something that's coming up in the next week or so. Once again, just thanks for all of you who continue to reach out. I had a couple people reach out this week, signed a couple new clients this week. So I'm really excited to get started with you folks. And I am right on the brink of being full. So if you'd love to work with me, I'd love to talk with you. I'd love to set up a consult. So feel free to reach out to drdarrenwilson.com and or darrenwilson@gmail.com. Be glad to talk to you there too. But reach out, let's talk, let's connect. Really enjoy the folks that I've been coaching and seeing the growth in their lives. It's been just amazing to see how men continue to really challenge themselves and are able to start living not only with purpose, but living in peace. And I think, you know, that's what so many of us want. We want to be able to live in peace with ourselves. We want to be able to live in peace with our spouse. We want to be able to live in peace with our kids. And we want to be able to show up authentically. And it is so difficult because for so many of us, we have hidden for so long. And, you know, if you've got any sort of perfectionist nature, you know what I'm talking about. You it's hard for you to just be yourself around multiple groups of people, because you're always trying to live up to someone else's expectation. And so I think anytime that you're being able to be reflective with yourself and you're able to grow in ways that you never thought possible, because you always thought, well, this is just who I am. This is how I'm supposed to be. I've got no choice. And then you start realizing with the tools that I help you develop, and that you start to understand and you start to see what your brain has been doing to you year after year after year, you start to realize, wait a minute, there is another way. And it's just so life-changing and life-breathing for people. And to be able to see that transformation week after week that I get to see with working with you guys, it's been really cool. So so if you'd like to connect, again, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, reach out to me and we'll get you on the books this week. I want to talk to you today about, I just want to challenge you, really. I want to challenge you to start doing what you really want to do. To start doing what you really want to do. If you're in a career right now that you don't like, I want you to really consider figuring out what it is that you want to do, and I want you to start taking some steps toward and on that path. Okay, and I love this right here. Don't let your history tell you what you can or can't do. Let your present and your future tell you what you can do. Don't let your history tell you what you can or can't do, but let your present, your current state, and your future tell you what you can do. Okay. So if you're in a situation right now and you would say, you know, Darren, this is what I would really like to do. I would like to do, and you fill in the blank because you know what that is. If you're riding in your car right now or you're sitting at your desk or you're just sitting in a chair and I've said this to you, it has spoken to you. You already know who you are and it has spoken to you and you're like, oh, wow, he knows what I'm going through right now. And you know that you should be doing something else. I want you to ask yourself, first of all, what is that? And then second of all, why haven't you done that yet? Like, why haven't you taken the step to move in that direction so you can start living a life that you want to live, especially from an occupation standpoint? So many people just stay in a job because it's safe, or they stay in a job because it feels secure. And I get that. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm not telling you to go and quit your safe and secure job. But what I am saying is that if there is something that you feel like is a passion or is a calling for you, then what can you start to do today to move toward that passion or that calling? Doesn't mean that you have to jump ship and just leave and tell, you know, your family, hey, I'm out. I'm going to go pursue this XYZ thing. But it does mean that you start to think about, okay, how could I, if it were possible, how could I start to do this other venture? And I want you to really reflect on that and really ask yourself and be honest with yourself as to why you haven't done that yet. There's probably a good reason, okay? But for some of you, there's not a real good reason. For some of you, it's because you've become complacent. For some of you, it's because you're scared. For some of you, it's because you've never been challenged. Like, you've never challenged yourself. And someone else has never really challenged you. For some of you, you think that that's the only thing you can do, the job that you're in. You've done the job for 20 years, and you're like, there's really nothing else out there for me. There's nothing else that I can do. I'm not very qualified. However, in the job you're in, you've got so many transferable skills that you could take to another position. But better yet, I want you to really reflect on, if you don't know, so ask yourself this question too. If you don't know what that passion is, then that's where you start, right? You start with, okay, what would I really like to do if it's not what I'm doing now? Now, on another note, if you are in the career and in the job and in the current position that you love, like it's your dream position, man, then just relish in that and be thankful, and you can go to a state of gratitude and be thankful for where you are. But if you're not, right, ask yourself, okay, why haven't I taken the time to pursue XYZ? And what are the real reasons? You know, I like to use that word really. What are the real reasons really? Like, don't lie to yourself, okay? You don't have to tell anybody else this stuff. You can even write it down in your own personal journal or keep it in your notes in a locked app on your phone. But be honest with yourself here and say, you know, this is why. And here's something else that will come up, because I'm working with a couple clients right now that are working through this. And it may be that you're just stuck on what you really want to do. Like, you really don't know. Like, you're like, this isn't it. Like, I can tell you that, but I'm not sure what I want to do. And so in that case, I would again just challenge you to just kind of sit, just take some time, just be in peace with yourself and see if anything comes up in you. See if there's a still small voice that kind of tells you, hey, this is something you've always enjoyed. You've always enjoyed helping people. You've always enjoyed, you know, you've always enjoyed interacting at the local coffee shop. So maybe there's something about coffee. You've always enjoyed, you know, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But just think about something that might come up in you and go, yeah, that could actually be it. And then see if you can start looking around at your life and looking around at the things that are in nature and looking around at your day-to-day job day-to-day job, or even just your day-to-day commute, and see if something strikes you. Like, sometimes there's something will strike you and you go, man, why, you know, that's really cool. Why haven't I thought about that before? Why haven't I done that before? And for those of you who know, like, you know what it is that you really want to be doing, but you haven't put yourself out there, then this is the week to start challenging yourself. Okay, how do I begin to move in the direction of this particular career? How do I begin this side hustle maybe that you've been putting off forever? How do I begin selling this product that you really like? How do I begin, you know, working with this particular group or working with this particular company that you've really wanted to work for, but you've been scared to put yourself out there? What are some ways that you can move in that direction? Is there something you can do part-time? Is there something you can do for free? Is there a blog that you need to start? Do you need to start writing a blog? Do you need to start a podcast? Do you need to start doing some coaching? Are you interested in coaching? Is that something you need to reach out for me and let's talk about how to get started into coaching? Because I love to coach people that are looking to start a new business or looking to start a side hustle or looking to get into life coaching. Because let me tell you, folks, this people will say, I mean, and you can look on every corner right now of the internet, and there are new life coaches popping up or telling you how to be a life coach. And some people say it's the easiest thing. Don't let them fool you, right? Saying you're a life coach is the easy part. Actually doing the work and showing up every day and finding the clients and finding the, you know, doing the consults and spending the hours and all of the stuff, that's where it gets challenging, right? It's not saying that, yeah, you want to do something. So I want to push and encourage you this week to say, you know, if there is that thing that is in you, if there is something that, again, that still small voice that has kind of been in the back of your head or that's been deep down in your gut, it's kind of like that gut feeling that says, you know, this is what I'm supposed to do, or this is that next venture, or this is the thing I'm supposed to do on top of my day job. Like you like your job, but you know there's something else that you need to be doing because you could give back or you could make some money. I mean, there's no harm in that, right? You could just go out and make some money at doing XYZ. Then I want to encourage you to take that step and do it. Here's the deal. Life is too short. Life is too short to keep putting it off. Life is too short to stay in one place. Life is too short to remain stagnant and not do what you really want to do. And to not do what you were put on this earth to do and to not do what you enjoy doing. It's not worth going through another year at a job that you can't stand. Now, again, you may have to go through it for a little while, but don't allow yourself, don't allow someone else, don't allow your brain or don't allow your spouse or don't allow your mom or don't allow your dad or don't allow anybody to tell you, you have to stay in a position that you don't want to stay in. You don't. Now, you may have to for a season. You may have to for a little while. But begin to plant the seed within yourself as to what that next step is. And you don't have to tell anybody. It's just between you and me. You don't have to tell one other person. We'll just keep it our secret. But you begin to formulate that in your mind and you begin to plant that seed and you begin to fertilize that seed and you begin to let that thing bloom within you and you begin to believe in yourself and believe that you can do something that you've never done before, or believe that you can do something that you've never told anybody about, but you have always had the desire and the passion to do it. And you begin to believe that and you begin to see it. Set a future, set a vision board for yourself. Put a vision board up somewhere. If you don't want anybody to see it, put it on your phone. Start a Pinterest page. Do a private Pinterest page. Put it in there where you can just see it and start putting things on that board that shows you where you are going and what you are going to be doing in the future. I just looked back and I went over some notes that I had taken literally 2 years ago. 2 years ago, almost to the day. It's about a month from now. And I went through and I had done, as I've encouraged you all to do at times, a thought download. And I just kind of wrote down a bunch of my thoughts. And I actually said 2 years ago about this podcast and about this life coaching business back then, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I see. I know I can help people. I know I can make a difference. I know I can make a business out of this. And look where we are 2 years later. And for you, the best day to start something new is today. Today is the best day. And it doesn't mean you have to do anything different other than you set your mind in motion that says, this is the path I'm going to start to go down. this is the path that I want to start to follow. I am going to explore, and I'm going to research, and I'm going to ask, and I'm going to find out, and I'm going to seek help, and I'm going to seek advice on whatever it is that you want to do. And you start taking some action this week. You know who you are. And that's the interesting thing about this, right? I mean, I'm talking across this computer and you're going to hear it on a device, and all of a sudden you feel like I'm talking right to you. You know who you are. You need to take that action this week. You need to start thinking about what it is that your future self wants to do and wants to be, and who you want to impact on this world. And you need to start that this week. Again, don't let your history tell you what you can or can't do, but you let your future tell you what you can do. You let your present tell you what you can do. And that starts right now, wherever you are, wherever you're listening from. It starts today. So take that action and begin to move forward. Reach out to me this week if you know what that is. Send me an email. Let me know, hey, I am taking that action this week, and this is what I'm going to do. If I can help you anyway, email me, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. Can't wait to be back here with you next week. But remember, you take some action this week. Take care, everyone. I'll see you next Thursday. Thanks so much for listening. And don't forget, check out the new course, Stop Fighting Now. Go to drdarrenwilson.com. Sign up today. I can't wait to see you in the course room.